Nolte, CNN's Acosta caught lying during tantrum at Hanoi press conference. By John Nolte on February 28, 2019. CNN's Jim Acosta lied during an on-air tantrum after President Trump did not call on him at a press conference in Hanoi, reports Newsbusters. After ending his summit without a deal with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, Trump addressed the world media and took a number of questions. He did not, however, call on Jim Acosta, the anti-Trump activist at the far-left CNN. At the end of the press conference, CNN brought Acosta on air to recap the event. Naturally, the cry bully opened by making everything all about himself and immediately started lying. Well, first of all, I think we have to point out the obvious, which is the president steered clear largely during this news conference of the White House press corps and was instead selecting journalists at random from the other side of the room where there were foreign journalists seated. He didn't even know who he was calling on. At times, he was calling on reporters from Russian state media, Chinese state media, Sean Hannity from Fox, and largely just avoiding taking questions from the White House press corps. I think that was by design. That was because he didn't want to really answer the questions about Michael Cohen. But as Newsbusters points out, none of that is true. The truth is that along with New York Times national security correspondent David Sanger, there were at least six members of the White House press corps from American outlets that were called on. Major Garrett, CBS. Jonathan Carl, ABC. David Nakamura, The Washington Post. Aisha Rasko, NPR. John Roberts, Fox News. Margaret Talev, Bloomberg. So the truth is that Trump did not largely avoid the America press corps. Rather, the examples Acosta volunteered of news outlets Trump did call on are deliberate lies of omission on Acosta's part. So all we have here is one more example of Acosta heckling the president because the president was smart enough not to give him the opportunity to hijack a worldwide press conference with a partisan speech. Newsbusters also highlights that Acosta questioned Trump's patriotism with the claim that the president surrendered some of the credibility of the United States, surrendered some of the credibility of the presidency of the United States in exchange for sitting down with a dictator. The irony here is rich. When, as president, Barack Obama bent over to give the dictators in Iran and Cuba everything they wanted, including pallets of cash, with nothing in return, CNN hailed him as the greatest president of any president past, present, or future. Gee, I wonder why no one watches CNN anymore? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.